وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi al-salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he wrote a letter to his commander Malik al-Ashtar, as he sent him as a governor to Egypt, he gave him a list of instructions. And these instructions, Malik had to apply in order to preserve the rights of people. So it is the human rights of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the charter of human rights of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, is the most comprehensive charter of human rights that we have today. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen gave him many, many instructions. But there is one that he left for last, the most important one of them all, which is pretty much the core of all these rights. In order for a person to apply human rights and make sure that the rights of others are maintained and preserved, first, he has to make sure that he is fit for the task. In the sense, he needs to fight himself. He needs to make sure that he is in the right position. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says to him, shun self-adoration and do not indulge in self-praise. Now, that's a massive issue, especially with those who are in power. So with power, not only comes a great responsibility, as it is stated in Spider-Man, but with power comes danger, comes self-conceit, self-pride, self-ego, and all that. Because when you are in power and people look at you as an authority figure, then you feel that you are God, like Fir'aun said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am your Lord. It leads a person to think like that. So the Amir al-Mu'mineen says to him, maintaining human rights, preserving human rights, giving people their rights, has to begin from the fact that you are fit for the job. And to first to begin with cleansing yourself from self-praise and self-indulgence. And he says, nor encourage others to exalt you, and nor encourage others to extol you. Because sometimes you might not have a self-praise issue, but people do. And people usually, they love that. They love to, you know, speak highly of other people, trying to seek their attention or their approval or even their wealth, right? So we have that even today, where people, as we say, they are sucking up to someone else. And this is something that's not Islamically frowned upon. Even Amir al-Mu'mineen, one day he was walking and a person got up, people got up, and he said to them, why? They said to him, well, you know, something that we do to respect our elders. He says, you know what? Sit down. Nor will you benefit, nor am I going to increase. So this is just a bad action. It's not required. So sometimes people do that. And the more people do it and we don't say anything about it, it will get in our heads. It will make me feel and think that, yeah, maybe I am like that. So he's saying to him, don't do it yourself. And make sure you don't let people do it to you. Otherwise, you will become self-centered. And in return, people's right will be taken away from them. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Also, in terms of trying to maintain and apply human rights, there are things that are required for a person to have to be in that position. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says to Malik in that letter, do not make haste to do a thing before its time, which is very important. Sometimes that the state or the government or the people in authority, they have plans to do things. But sometimes what happens is that they try to initiate and work their plans before either their due time or due course or before revenue and money is available. And then when they start doing it and it becomes premature because they have not thought it clearly, it falls out and then you have infrastructure and you have things are half done. And I sometimes walk in the streets and I can see that with my own eyes. So I'm saying to him, in order to maintain the rights of people, you yourself, don't be too hasty, don't be too quick to make things that have not, it's not time for them yet. Keep that in mind. Not put it off when the right moment arrives. Sometimes vice versa. It is the appropriate time to give people something that they require the most. For example, infrastructure. For example, transport. It is the right time to give it to them. That's when people need it the most. But you see that the governments, for example, don't do it. They just don't care. Then they end up depriving people of their rights. So in terms of not doing it before it's time and not delaying it, one needs to have that self-control and that self-equilibrium, to say the least. Then he says to him, do not insist on doing a wrong thing, which is also a basic human right, especially when we talk about the masses, when we talk about the subjects and citizens of a country or a system, where sometimes those who are in power, they do something wrong that deprive people of their rights. But yet, governments insist on doing the same thing. Even they can see that people are being harmed, people are suffering because of it, they keep doing it. Nor show slackness in rectifying a wrong thing. Sometimes you know it's wrong. The governments can see that this is wrong. This is taking the rights of people. Why not fix it? They can see that raising prices, or when the prices rise, people start to suffer, especially the poor class. They suffer the most. They can see that. It could be fixed. It could be easily fixed. But yet, they refuse to do so. So he says, don't slack in that case. Make sure you do it. Perform everything at its proper time and let everything occupy its proper place. So time and place makes huge difference in trying to maintain the rights of people. So those are specific traits that a person needs to have in order, not just from a moral perspective. So we're not talking about morally here. We're talking about the fact that it needs to be done, and the person needs to have them in order to make sure that the human rights are applied and preserved. Without these traits within a person, then the rights of people will be taken away. We leave it up to here. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.